Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here today. As John said, my name is Nathan Jonkey. I'm a PhD candidate at North Carolina State University, and today I'll be sharing with you some of my research on hoping to store peonies at sub-zero temperatures and extend the amount of time that we can provide this cut flower. To start off, I'd like to introduce some post-harvest handling that specifically relates to cut flowers. Obviously, the goal with post-harvest handling is we always want to preserve the quality of our product. For flowers, that means the vase life is almost number one. We want that flower quality to last for our consumers so that they can enjoy the product for the longest time possible. For peonies in particular, this flower is harvested in a tight bud stage. So we want that flower to function like it would on a normal plant, which means it needs to open. And finally, we would like to avoid disease, right? For peonies, this is primarily botrytis, and it is a huge issue with storage. All of these three can be properly mitigated and minimized through temperature. Low temperature storage is obviously not an uncommon practice with any horticultural products, and this is primarily to reduce, in cut flowers, respiration, which is very tightly tied to vase life of our cut flowers. In the graphs here, you can see that as temperature increases, we can see a direct increase in our respiration. Same thing with vase life, and then those two, respiration and vase life, are very tightly correlated. Ethylene can also be minimized with low temperature storage, as well as disease. If you have stressed flowers at high temperatures, you're most likely going to see more disease on those plants. So this is what leads us to sub-zero storage. Not very common in our industry, right? Usually if you put a plant in a freezer, it's a bad idea. But this was actually done way back in the 1950s by Post and Fisher at Cornell. And they found a variety of species that actually stored better at sub-zero temperatures around negative 0.6 Celsius. Happened to be carnation and tulip, two of major floral crops in the cut flower industry. And also again in 1981 by Hines et al., who actually stored carnations at negative 4 degrees Celsius for 5 days, and it still had a vase life of 8 days. So it sort of breaks that wall saying that cut flowers are weak and vulnerable to freezing temperatures. So that really leads us to using these sub-zero temperatures in attempt to get some long-term storage for cut flowers. So why do we want to work on peonies, though, specifically? Well, on the right side here, I've got a bunch of literature that has developed a variety of methods of how we handle this cut flower. But the problem with a lot of this information, maybe not problem, but with the crop, we still see a decline in vase life with this crop, no matter how long it's stored. Flower function also decreases. There's less opening of that flower. And then we also see an increase in disease severity, with specifically being botrytis. Peony is, however, though, a model crop for this system starting out. Because of its popularity with growers, it's beginning to resurge after centuries of cultivation as a cut flower, but it's also high value for our growers. At retail, it can be sold for about $5 to $6 per stem. It's also harvested in a tight bud stage, as you see here, which helps it resist mechanical damage during post-harvest handling and also saves on vase life for our consumers. In the box there, you can see a common way of which peonies are stored and shipped, which is without water, which is a great trait to have to minimize storage space. Two other traits that are very tied closely together is crop distribution and seasonal availability. Generally, peonies for a grower are only going to be harvested for about 2 to 4 weeks, depending on your environmental temperatures or the varieties that you have available. So because of that, you can see all the major producing areas in the world of cut peonies right now. Alaska has a niche market because they're the only ones that produce peonies in July. So as these bubbles go across the map, you can see that we really have to chase peony production around the world, and a local producer couldn't provide this type of cut flower once their season has ended. So we'll get into some of the research now. First of all, last year we really wanted to test out the limitations in terms of temperature and storage duration for this cut flower. And then this year we're in the process of refining those practices and hopefully providing some answers of how we can preserve the quality. So the cultivars were used, Festiva Maxima, Montserrat Jouzelie, and Sarah Bernhardt. Note the abbreviations of those cultivars that I'll use throughout the rest of the presentation. And we stored these flowers at three different temperatures. 3.3 is a general temperature that most growers will likely be able to get those flowers down to, whereas 0.6 is pretty much our industry standard that we know holds our quality really well. And then negative 3.3 is our sub-zero temperature. We sampled 15 of these stems every week for 12 weeks, which give us a 3-month storage duration. We measured a variety of responses, but today we'll mostly just be looking at vase life and flower diameter. And all of these flowers were displayed in our post-harvest building in tap water in individual jars. And as you'll see on the graphs, all of these responses were regressed over time and storage duration. So before we get into the results on vase life, it's important to remember that peony vase life is really made up of two parts. Because it's harvested in tight bud stage, we need to know how long that flower took to open, but how long that flower took to be terminated, either by petal drop, wilting, disease, or something like that. So here we can see the vase life of Montserrat Jouzelie. That's pictured in the top right corner. Total vase life is on our y-axis with the storage duration on the bottom there. Our optimum temperature is in green, and the red temperature is our highest, with the blue being the cold color being our lowest temperature. Over time, you can see the general decline in vase life of this cut flower, but I want to point out specific points in this graph. First of all, at 4 weeks, this is the general time that the longest amount of time that growers are reliably going to store their cut peonies. And at this time, all temperatures are pretty much the same, which is pretty surprising for that low of a temperature at negative 3.3. After 8 weeks, our sub-zero temperature has dropped in terms of vase life, but 3.3 and 0.6 are fairly similar, which is promising for growers who can't get that low, close to zero. And finally, by the end there, you can see that pretty much every temperature has separated from each other, which our optimum temperature being the best. Here's just a reference points of what some of those flowers look like after 12 or 10 weeks in storage. And this is dry storage again. So these flowers have been without water for 10 weeks. We're starting to see some decrease in flower size and loss of petals, but still a very good product. Comparing Montserrat Jouzelie to Festiva Maxima, you can start to see some differences between varieties that cut flower growers are providing. And again, I want to point out specific time points. At 8 weeks, we've, in Festiva Maxima, really separated out those temperatures again, with the sub-zero being the lower, but our highest two temperatures being relatively similar. Another point to mention is that generally we don't want our peony vase life to drop below 5 days. This would not be acceptable in terms of shipping this flower, as the vase life is going to be lower. So Montserrat Jouzelie is handling that up until about 11 weeks of storage, which means it's a great variety or candidate for a long-term storage, whereas Festiva Maxima would not be. And again, vase life is cut into different portions, right? So here on your left, we've got total vase life, and then on the right, we've got how long those flowers were actually open. Thing to point out here is that our highest two temperatures, 3.3 and 0.6, are following similar trends in both the total vase life and the time they were open. So these flowers are opening about a day consistently throughout storage, whereas the sub-zero temperature is linearly decreasing throughout storage duration. So now on to flower diameter. This is Festiva Maxima. And it's pretty obvious that throughout the storage duration, our optimum temperature is keeping that flower diameter the highest throughout storage. To give you a reference point at the beginning of this storage duration, our control, the flowers are about 12.5 to 11.5 centimeters in diameter. The highest temperature and lowest temperature, though, we're starting to see some quality decline at about 8 weeks, 9.5 to 9 centimeters in diameter. You're starting to see some browning on those outer petals, but also we're getting some deformity in our flower. We're losing some of those petals. So year one conclusions, just some quick things about this first year. I'd like to call it we're getting a Goldilocks effect, right? 3.3 is just too warm. Negative 3.3 is too cold. And 0.6 is just right. Maybe not, though, right? We don't know if it's just right. So that's where we're going into year two. And then I also have some other quick conclusions there that you can read before we get to year two. So year two, we're just refining these practices and a few changes, the first one being a pre-storage pulse of about 2 hours of a commercial hydrator to help uptake water before storage, and then a 200 gram per liter sucrose, which is quite high if you know how much is in a normal preservative, about one, no more than 5% sucrose. So this is about 20% sucrose solution, like giving our peony sweet tea. And then we pulled up that sub-zero temperature to about negative 0.6 and dropped the highest temperature. We're now storing these peonies for 4 months, additional 4 weeks, and today I'll just be showing those results up to 10 weeks. So again, starting with Monster Joules Elie, with our total vase life on the y-axis, these two temperatures are fairly similar, holding our vase life at about 5 days throughout 10 weeks of storage. So this picture was taken last Wednesday. These flowers were taken out a day prior. And so these flowers have been stored for 3 months with no water, and they look fantastic. So it's just surprising that a flower in a tight bud could handle no water for 3 months. And we're projecting vase life somewhere between 5 and 4 days. Comparing that to Festiva Maxima, which is actually doing a little bit better this year, similar trends with both of those temperatures being very similar, but we might be starting to see some separation with our sub-zero temperature pulling ahead and preserving vase life. So into a little bit more interesting things with our different pulses before storage. We've got the control in green, hydrator in blue for water, and our sucrose yellow being obviously our preservative that would hopefully improve our vase life, which we're not seeing here. If you check out my poster, 375, we've also seen that sucrose is decreasing vase life a little bit. But generally, it's looking like hydrator might pull vase life a little bit higher throughout the storage duration. Lastly, we're working on different indices to look at what's actually happening in these flowers during storage, right? The picture in the top right shows some necrosis on our outer petals on Sarah Bernhardt. And so why is flower vase life decreasing? Why are we getting this quality loss throughout storage? And so we're looking at a few different things here on the left. Malondialdehyde, a measure of lipid peroxidation. And then total phenolic content, which could help with antioxidants, which peonies actually have a lot of. And then superoxide dismutase for that oxidative damage. We've got the malondialdehyde to up to 10 weeks, and we are seeing a general increase of that damage, the temperatures being fairly similar. So some quick conclusions. There is potential for sub-zero storage. We'll have to see after August, once I finish this experiment, whether it pulls ahead of our optimum standard temperature that we have, and that we would like to pulse with a hydrator before storage. We still have issues with flower opening and petal necrosis that we'll hopefully have some answers to after we finish those tests. And those future prospects is, I've mentioned the physiology, we still need to figure out how to improve vase life of peony, but we have actually applied some of this work to tulips already and has shown some promising results for increasing the storage duration of cut tulips. With that, I'd like to thank my funding sources and the different people that have provided peonies and helped me with my research, and I'll take any questions. Yes, there was an increase of botrytis. Well, I should say I don't know if it's specifically botrytis, right? There could be lots of other things, but it was primarily on the leaves. Our growers actually haven't had a lot of issues with botrytis, and I didn't see too much of it on the flowers, but with specific cultivars, there was an increase of botrytis incidence.
I'm afraid we got to move on to the next. Let's go ahead and
Thank you.